Welcome to our podcast. Thanks, guys, for coming.
Yeah.
David, Chris, glad to have y'all here tonight, man. It's really cool. 12th floor AU building.
Welcome to Drop the Disc. This week, we have four guests on the show. Jacob, Hunter, Ben, and James, who are the members of the local band Lotus and I. This continuation of our Augusta Rocks miniseries features a local band with quite a unique sound.
Instagram, it's Lotus and I underscore.
Okay.
And on Facebook, it's just Lotus and I. You can look us up.
Got it.
But we are tagged as a Southern Modern Blues / Indie Funk Rock band.
Hear how they got started and why they think they might be the next big artist out of Augusta.
So the four of you basically met up because you said, we're going to do a free show together.
Right. At a like very, very family friendly like fall festival.
I just want to say, like, these guys are probably some of the most talented musicians I've ever played with. And I think the dynamic is going to take us places for sure.
And at the end of the episode, make sure you stick around for their first self-written song. Thank you for tuning in. We got a great show for you guys today. This is the Drop the Disc podcast at Augusta Podcast Studio. This episode is presented by Nancy Powell of Powell and Associates. And if you want to know what Nancy Powell is, she's a real estate broker in Augusta, Georgia. And not only that, she's the owner of Powell & Associates. So she's an entrepreneur. Her Instagram is the best way to get in contact with her, which says a lot about how she's trying to communicate and be a part of the really the millennial, the young people scene. She's really ingratiating herself with the city of Augusta. Her Instagram is at Downtown Augusta Broker. And she is so full of knowledge that we interviewed her last year to teach us about real estate in Augusta. Check that episode out if you want some proof. But Nancy Powell is an incredible agent, an incredible broker, and she'll do great things for you, which is the reason why Chris and I choose her every single time we have real estate questions and we want to spend our real estate money.
You know, I had a buddy of mine call me and he said, did y'all really use Nancy Powell? Or are you just saying that? And I said, come over to my house and I'll tell you what she's helped me buy. Again, there's an awesome episode, tells you about it. If you listen to the show every day, you know, every week, you know that...
Or every day,
yeah.
Shout out.
You know that she helped us buy homes, and you also know David is still buying homes through her.
Nancy Powell at Downtown Augusta Broker. Check her out. She's a wealth of knowledge. She will help you with whatever your real estate questions are.
I'm Chris.
Hey guys, I'm David.
And we are Drop the Disc podcast, and we are here with some special guests tonight, a lot of guests tonight.
So there's four of you in here right now.
Before we introduce them, we are with Lotus and I.
Wow.
The band.
Is that the letter? I?
It is.
Lotus and I, and we have all four band members. Four? Are we missing one?
We're missing one, yes.
Okay, actually, so I don't want him to like hear this and be like, whoa.
No, don't tell him.
Right.
Don't tell him we're here.
I mean, he'll hear about it, but we have four of the five band members here. And first off, we have...
Jacob Newbury.
And what do you play?
Lead guitar.
Awesome. And then we have...
My name is Hunter Byersdorfer. Bass guitar.
Ooh.
Yep, so I'm Ben Turner. I am the sometimes lead singer and the drummer of the band.
That's what I'm talking about. And we have one more.
My name is James Smith. I know that's the most generic name ever.
Wow. Ben, but James Smith. Man.
Yeah. I do lead vocals and guitar.
Awesome.
Excellent.
Kinda.
Can't wait to hear your voice, James Smith.
There's a couple lead vocalists.
Should we mention our fifth band member?
Yeah, go ahead.
Calvin Taylor is our brass player. He plays a bunch of brass instruments and primarily saxophone for us.
Got it.
And so he's been playing with us for a little over a month now.
But okay.
We actually are gonna have a new lead singer starting at the end of August. And if y'all have ever heard of the band The Moonbums, they're local. They're sick. They're really tight. And their lead singer will be our lead singer. They're having a hiatus. Somebody's moving, something like that, temporarily. He will be our lead singer starting at the end of August. So that's going to be really pivotal for us.
So I don't want to call the Moonbums moon bums,
sir.
The moon buns.
Bums.
Like, they need to change that name. We have Lotus and I here. Okay, we were going to have Bodega Cat, and so this is a impromptu episode.
Yeah, thank you guys for being here.
Seriously, yeah, it's a Wednesday
thank
night.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, we're used to being second place. So
since you guys haven't gotten the prep time that a normal guest would have,
right.
I'll kind of give you the prep. So we're going to kind of go into your background. We're going to let you tell your story to the people of Augusta, and we're excited to hear that. And then we're going to go ahead and let you guys plug the band as well.
Wow.
Right.
Wow.
It's going to be exciting.
This is so sweet.
It's going to be an exciting conversation. And so Jacob and Ben, you guys are the first two talking to us right now. And I understand you guys were the ones that kind of started the band?
Correct.
We did
so
conceptualize the band.
Yeah, yeah.
So are you guys from Augusta?
I am.
I'm from Lincolnton, Georgia, if you know where that is.
I've heard of it.
It's literally in the middle of nowhere.
I know it of it because of the lake.
I was actually born on the lake in air mattress. Yeah.
Wow. So, on a pontoon boat?
On a pontoon boat, air mattress consumed.
Man.
Yeah.
So
man.
Since we've started with Ben already, let's go ahead. You went to Lincolnton.
Right.
What happened after high school? Have you always been in a band? Did you know that this is what you wanted to do?
So really, no. Like, I was a really big sports phenom. I played the drums since I was like 12. Per se, yeah, I guess. And then I kind of got out of it in high school, and I just kind of focused on, like, you know, being popular and making friends. And
important stuff.
Getting drunk, you know, stuff like that. Yeah,
you,
sure.
You have a mustache.
Wow.
That's
what an astute observation.
That's something very popular to do.
It's
I love
awesome,
it.
Man.
I love it.
I had to groom it for at least 17 minutes. That's actually what took me so long to get up here. I was grooming my mustache.
I appreciate that you did that.
I appreciate it.
I mean, only the best for you guys. But anyways, so yeah,
right.
I played sports, kind of got out of it for a little bit.
What'd
and
you play?
Then I played football and baseball. Yeah, it was fun.
Quarterback,
I knew
pitcher.
This was gonna come up.
He was popular. We gotta talk about it.
I was a quarterback, yes, and center fielder in baseball. Yeah,
okay.
Great times. Let's live it up, you know. Athlete, playing drums now. It's
love
tight.
It. So after high school, you were an athlete. Did you try to pursue athletics? Did you get back into instrument?
Yeah. So I really just kind of fell back into it, and I played for a bunch of churches actually.
Okay.
Yeah, for a long time, just in and out, and
this is in Lincolnton.
Oh, actually, I kind of ventured up into Grovetown, like into the CSRA. Well, I guess Lincolnton's in the CSRA too. But anyways, so I ventured up into this area and started playing for some churches like over the years. And that's kind of really where I guess I got my background in music was from playing in churches.
And what year did you graduate high school, by the way?
2014.
Okay, so that's some perspective. So you were playing with churches after that.
Up before that and after that, yeah.
Okay, gotcha. And when did that kind of turn into something else?
So in 2018?
18.
Yeah, 2018, I was working at Champions Retreat Golf Course.
Very nice.
All right, so yeah, we met actually working at Champions. And
that's you and Jacob.
Correct, yeah. Yes. So he was hired on, and we met, and like originally we just kind of were like, he had mentioned to me that he played guitar, and I was like, oh, you know, I play drums, and that was kind of the extent of it for a while. And then I guess just like after a couple months, really, like he was just like, dude, you want to jam?
So it didn't take long.
No, not really.
That's awesome.
And I was like, he was like, you want to jam? And I was like, yeah, sure, dude. Come on, like, let's do it. And he drove out to Lincolnton and we jammed. And I realized, I mean, I'm not to stroke his ego, but I mean, he's a proficient guitarist. And I was like, wow.
And he's clearly into it. He drove all the way to Lincolnton.
Yeah, right. He's into the jam.
He's into or something.
No, I feel it. I feel jamming.
Right.
I understand that.
So actually, let's take this opportunity, Jacob. I want to talk about your background. You are from Augusta. You went to high school where?
I am. I went to high school at Westminster.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, so that's why Chris likes you so much.
Yeah.
So, just like Ben, were you an athlete? Were you playing? were you playing and playing on the field at the same time?
Not so much.
Okay.
If we want to talk about athletics, I guess I played soccer up until high school, and
I respect that.
Stop.
And you don't have to really talk about athletics.
Yeah. Probably when I was about 12 or 13, I started getting into really playing guitar. I guess I started on acoustic and kind of learned, you know, your basic chords and everything. Gave it up for a little bit and then came back maybe a year later and decided to really dedicate myself to it. And since then, I've been playing seriously for probably 7 or 8 years.
Okay. Were you playing churches as well? Were you in a band?
I was. I wasn't in a band throughout high school. I had buddies that I'd get together and jam with, you know.
Okay.
But we didn't actually go out and play or anything like that. Like, we just, it was just a garage band, jamming band in the garage.
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
Just kids absolutely having fun. But, so church band. Okay, right. So I guess I grew up in the church and I did choir through my church, Trinity on the Hill. They have a pretty extensive choir program. So I started that when I was little and went up through that until about high school. I did it my freshman year of high school and then stopped. And I got back into it in my senior year of high school because I was playing guitar for the choir band when they would sing worship songs.
Gotcha.
Shout out Jesus.
Yeah, definitely.
So what is it that you wanted to do when you're at Westminster? Did you know you wanted to be a musician? What is it that you wanted to do?
I had no idea. I knew I liked playing guitar. Right. I knew of things that I was interested in, but I didn't have anything that I was really so interested in that I was like, I want to do that for the rest of my life.
And did you go to college after you graduated?
I did. I went to Presbyterian College, excuse me, for a year.
What was it like being a blue hose? I always like to ask people that.
I mean, it was all right. I had a good time, but it was not meant to last.
Did you play guitar when you were at freshman year in college at PC?
I did.
You kept it going. You kept it going in college.
Yeah. No reason to stop. So I was at PC for a year. I came back and I still didn't know what I wanted to do, but I knew that I needed money. So I got a job working out at Champions. That's where I met Ben.
So we're talking freshman year of college.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, it was the summer after my freshman year of college.
2016?
No. I graduated 2017.
2017?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm old, yeah.
Yes.
That's understandable. Sorry. Someone's got to do it.
Yeah. Well, James is actually like 35, so.
There you go.
Hey, man.
28. So 2017, you start working at Champions Retreat.
Oh, 2018. Graduated 2017. Okay. 2018, gotcha. Started working at Champions. So, after a few months, actually, I guess the reason that I knew that you played drums is because I figured out that Juan played bass. Right. And then he told me you played drums.
Right. Juan was this, like, super grungy... just like this older guy that worked at Champions Retreat. This Mexican guy, and he was super cool, like just one of the coolest guys you ever met. Missing a couple teeth, like been in bands like his whole life, just like super grungy, but really cool
guy. Really completes the look.
Did he have a mustache?
He did.
The best ever.
He did have a mustache.
I bet.
And he approached me one day and like showed me a video of him playing, and like I was like, wow, that's...
So you guys had the Champions band kind of thing going on?
Not a chance. No.
The champs.
Right.
All right, that's it. That's our new band.
Right, so y'all started a garage band 2 months after meeting each other.
And theoretically, that was a different band than what's here now.
Right, what was that band? Well, did that band have a name?
No. It never really transpired.
The Ben and Jacob band.
Right. I guess he doesn't consider it to be the same band. I guess I consider it to be the same band because...
It's a progression.
I think it's just an evolution of progression of whatever we started.
DJs into...
A year and a half ago.
We had this chick from Greenville sing lead for us for a while. And
so y'all did shows.
Oh, no. This was all in the basement. We keep stuff in the basement around here.
We tried to put something together.
So the audience was like parents? Or I'm not
dogs,
trying...
Dogs. Cats,
hey, parents are good critics, okay? They'll tell you to stop or they'll tell you to keep going.
We literally would just like get drunk and play music in the basement.
Hey, nothing is wrong with that.
Let's take a pause real quick on that. You guys do live shows now, obviously. Well, we're in COVID, but understanding everything. You guys are a band that does live shows. Mm-hmm. So what was the step that was like, hey, we're playing in the basement to this wall with this chick from Greenville to let's do shows? How did that happen?
Do you remember the first show?
So...
Do you remember the first show?
The Highlander?
No.
Y'all played Highlander?
What are you talking about?
Hold on.
Okay, open mic.
No, that wasn't our first show either.
Well, but this is... I'm going to answer his question first. So, a thing was with... So, back when we were doing the basement band or whatever with this female vocalist, I think that what Ben and I think that the three of us had a collective goal in mind, but none of us were... had our mind set enough on it to actually execute it at the time. It was something where we'd get together fairly often and try to put something together, but it was just, it was kind of fruitless.
It wasn't like that. We didn't have the right members.
So then after a while, you know, we found the right members.
We went through James and Hunter. Quite a few bassists actually in that time frame. But anyway, so
yeah, we did try some other people out too, but again, not the right people.
Our first show was in like September of last year. I saw this ad on
2019.
Correct.
Okay.
I saw this ad on Facebook. And it was like this chick, she was like looking for some live music, having a family, like a fall family festival. Yeah. Would love to have some free live music. And me and him had been jamming, and he told me he'd been jamming with a new bassist. And my.
Who did you just point at?
I'm sorry, bass. Dorf.
Thank you.
Well,
sorry,
so Hunter. Ben and I had been playing together for a while.
Right.
Ben had told me that he had a guitarist that he had been playing with recently, James at the time. And I had been jamming with Dorf, with
who
Hunter.
Is Hunter.
Yeah, Hunter.
Just for our audience's sake of knowing his actual name.
Probably like 4 or 5 months at that point. But none of us had jammed all together. Ben and I had jammed together. Ben and James had jammed together. And me and Hunter had jammed together, but never all four of us together or whatever.
It's like a TV show where you're like, they're all doing their own thing. And you're like, they need to meet each other,
man.
They
need to intersect.
You ever seen The Brady Bunch?
Like once or twice.
Who, all right, well, it's nothing like that.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that.
All right, actually, James's father was a professor of mine at Augusta Tech in the horticulture program. And he kept telling me, like, yeah, my son plays and sings. You know, you hear parents say that all the time.
Right, right.
Know?
Everybody's.
Like my son's, he's an excellent violinist. Or, you know, he slaps that banjo, you know. But does he really? You know, does he really? And he showed me a video one day his dad did after class. I was like, wow, that's quality. So he gave me his number, and I hit him up, and I guess we started hanging out and started playing a little bit, and then I hit him back up. We actually took a little hiatus.
Him being Jacob.
Jacob, sorry. I guess I need to specify.
It's okay.
It's a podcast. You guys, can you see me? Can you see?
You couldn't hear his finger pointing at me?
Right. You see his gestures?
There's going to be some old people looking at me like, I can't see him. I can't see it.
But, so we took, Jacob and I took a little bit of a hiatus in that time frame, and When we you know, got back together, he had been jamming with Dorf, our bassist now, and then you know, we all just kind of reconvened, and like, and it just kind of transpired. And the night before,
I believe that it went. Ben told me that he had a possible opportunity to play that gig that he was speaking of earlier.
Right,
and I said, "Oh, dang, I might have a bassist that might be available." And then you said, oh, well, I have a rhythm guitarist who might be available, or another guitarist. And so
we slapped together like 6 or 7 songs in like 2 weeks. And
so the four of you basically met up because you said, we're going to do a free show together.
Right. At a like very, very family friendly like fall festival.
And we haven't talked about this. What kind of music what kind of music were you doing?
We were doing like really like classic rock, southern, modern, blues type stuff.
Like original songs, covers.
But the
covers
thing
at
is,
that time.
Yeah,
covers at that
think
time.
About
okay. So let's take a pause on this. We've gotten to the point where we've all intersected. We do want to turn it over to Hunter and James.
Right.
And we're going to give you guys, we're going to talk to you guys about your backstory. Stay tuned to hear from James and Hunter about their side of how the band was formed. But first, everybody's number one complaint about the city of Augusta is that they don't know what to do.
It's true.
Is that right? We hear that on this show all the time.
Right.
And when people drop the diss on our show, something that we also hear all the time is that you got to get out and figure out what's going on in Augusta, and then you'll figure out that there's so much to do.
Right.
So for me, the easiest way, the best way to do that is to pick up the Little Guide. The Little Guide to Augusta is incredible. They highlight local businesses of all different kinds. You're talking restaurants. You're talking boutiques. You're talking pet services. You're talking home services. Chris, you just bought a house.
Yes.
Need some vendors. Flip to the back of the book.
Okay. Thank you.
Which maybe you should have done that earlier.
Maybe I should have. I don't know. But hey, David, if you want to, you like listening to podcasts.
Right.
There is a podcast
in
there.
Is it on page 88?
It's on page 88.
The entertainment section.
Yes.
There's an entertainment section. There's so much to do in Augusta. Do yourself a favor. Learn about our local businesses. Learn about what's going on. Pick up a little guide. And by the way, for my full-time job, I give Stuart a call yesterday. He's going to do some professional video for me.
That's incredible.
And so not only can you pick up a little guide to
to learn about local businesses. But if you need professional video, check them out. Check them out on Facebook, Instagram, thelittleguy.com. They make it really, really easy.
Super easy.
So we've rotated the mics, and we've got Hunter and James. Yes. And Hunter, we know you have a nickname, and we'll let you tell the story of that when we get to it. But I want to start with getting you guys' background. And I will have to ask you to be a little more brief than them, so we can talk more about the actual band when we get to that point.
You don't have to talk about what position you played or how hard you could throw the ball.
Right, we just needed,
or
we needed that for the record.
How far you, if how many home runs you've had. By we just way, need to get yeah. to the nitty-gritty.
By the way, I'd like to say for the record, they matched up as shorts and shorts and pants and pants. And I
love
really
it.
Respect that.
But all one color. True.
Right.
All one color.
The same color. So y'all got my email then. Right.
We're big khaki guys.
Very khaki.
So, James, you were already pointed to us as being the elder of the band. Let's start with you. Tell us about your background. Did you grow up in Augusta?
Well, I grew up in North Augusta.
Close enough.
Yeah.
It counts.
So you went to North Augusta High School?
I did.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Graduated in 2010.
Nice, me too.
Pretty close to now. We can pretend
good.
That's true.
Yeah.
We can relate.
So when you were in high school, were you musically inclined? It sounds like you've been playing for a while. When did you start playing instruments?
Yeah, in sixth grade, I started band in middle school.
Like regular football band situation?
Yeah.
What'd you play?
I played football and I was in band.
How did that? Did you just, the third quarter, you just walked off and changed
yeah,
and
actually,
came back?
At halftime and stuff,
half-time.
I would come
second
off.
Second quarter.
Is this,
and I would
is this accurate?
Yeah,
this is a true story.
True
story. Hilarious. That's,
wow,
that's
this
crazy.
Is incredible.
Well,
in
so what
seventh
did you
grade,
play?
I started playing football.
Okay,
and we had just gotten our instruments, and I was playing tenor saxophone. So I played that up through senior year in high school.
Okay.
Actually, my senior year, I was one of the only guys big enough to play tuba, so I took up tuba.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's
incredible.
Crazy. And what did you play for football? Just curious. I'm trying to get an idea like how tired.
Hold
you
on.
Were.
Let yeah. me guess.
Okay.
Linebacker.
No.
Damn. Oh, hold on.
No,
hold on. Don't tell me safety.
Right.
There's
guard.
No way.
It was offensive lineman for sure.
It was.
Yeah.
Oh, there
if
you go.
If it's not linebacker, it's lineman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a tackle. Go. Right tackle.
I like it.
Yeah.
And did you think you were going to keep doing athletics? Did you want to keep pursuing music? When you graduated, what was your mindset?
Yeah. Looking back, I could have played football probably, but music
was
always...
It's an easy thing to say.
It is. No, I mean, I could have played football, but probably wouldn't have made it further than, you know, be like Ben where... I'm
right.
making any further than
you
high
get
school.
To talk about it.
He was that was coming. Where'd you go to college?
I went to USC Aiken.
USC Aiken, awesome.
Yeah.
And what did you graduate in?
I'm a graphic designer.
Graphic designer.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. I'd like to see
graphic shout out.
So what was it that
you work for Community Graphics?
Yeah.
Huge shout out. That's huge.
Yeah.
That's
right.
Awesome.
What was your goal to stay in the city?
It's hard to say because I wanted to pursue a career in music as well.
Okay.
But
what did you want to do? Like play or
play,
teach?
Write.
Okay.
Yeah. Write music and play places and play out in some gigs and hopefully make some money doing that. But
as what kind of player?
As a guitar player.
A guitar player.
Yeah.
So we've abandoned the brass. We're now in guitar.
Yeah.
How many instruments do you play?
I play a guitar. See, I play saxophone.
Don't say tuba.
I don't play tuba well.
Okay.
We'll give you that one though. You got to do it in band.
Yeah.
Saxophone, tuba, guitar.
Really, guitar, bass, ukulele, and saxophone.
That's
I would
awesome.
Not have picked you as a ukulele person.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd pick you as a saxophonist player.
Oh, man.
Seriously,
you
man.
You should hear me on the saxophone, dude.
Man. Did you bring it?
I didn't.
I'm upset.
No,
so you wanted to pursue a career in guitar.
Yeah.
And how did you met Ben first? Is that right? Relative to the rest of the band? How did you guys meet? You guys met because of Ben's teacher.
Yeah. So I always wanted to pursue a career in music.
Right.
But I did, you know, graphic design to make ends meet and
of
stuff.
Course.
But my dad was actually Ben's professor
right.
in college. He taught horticulture. And he told Ben I played guitar and sung, and we met up that way.
Were you looking to like join a band at that point, though?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay,
definitely.
So you were looking, you got matched, and the only person we're missing now is Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm here.
There he is.
Here I am.
We found you. Okay, so Hunter, did you grow up in Augusta?
Yes. I was actually born in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Really? And are you a Bengals fan?
I absolutely am. Unfortunately, I am, yes.
That is unfortunate. Congratulations. Congratulations on Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow.
Treat him well.
Yes, sir. We sure hope so.
We hope they do.
We sure hope so.
That's what I'm saying. Did you grow up in Cincinnati? Did you move here early?
No, actually, my family moved to Augusta when I was about one, and I've been here ever since. So
gotcha.
I'm a fake Yankee.
You have to respect your roots. You have a good accent for it.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
And the mustache is very firm.
That's an international mustache.
Yes, it is.
3 months in the working.
Wow, I'm jealous.
I respect that.
It seems like mustache is the common theme throughout this.
There's got to be something
we've
trademark.
We've got two beards, two mustaches.
Yeah. We don't get many mustaches walking through here, so we have to talk about it.
It's got to be unique.
And Hunter, where did you go to school?
So I actually graduated from Augusta Christian.
Okay.
I grew up in Evans.
When did you start playing?
About a year and a half ago.
Holy crap.
Yeah,
that is a true athlete right there. Yeah. That's a true athlete.
So a little background about that. I have two older brothers.
Okay,
and they both play guitar, and they both kind of frequented in bands and such. And I always watched them, and wanted them to teach me how to do it. Never taught me. Kind of little brother. I'm 7 years and 9 years younger than my older brothers. So I kind of sat back and watched, and then took it in my own hands to learn an instrument. So I figured, why not bass? And started learning bass, started playing with another band, practicing in a garage, kind of like how anyone else starts.
Right.
And then actually, I met Jacob at a house party at my house. This guy right here, the lead guitarist.
Yes, sir.
And we kind of shot it off, and he asked me to jam a little bit, and we started fiddling around, and he taught me some stuff.
So up to that point, what kind of music were you playing? They said they were playing classic rock. We have a band star here. But what was it you were playing?
Ooh, whatever I could learn, whatever I could put my hands on. So, my brothers were real technical, so that's not something you really jump into. So I was more of like, I'd listen to a lot of like 90s rock, like Nirvana and stuff like that, you know.
Change the world.
Yeah, learn the power chords on the guitar.
There ain't nothing wrong with some Nirvana.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Learn the power chords and then kind of work your way from there.
Right.
And now learn some scales and then hop on the bass and try to...
Were you big on Nickelback?
Oh, I sure do wish I was. Animals is my favorite song.
I mean, the chords on that were so common.
Absolutely a masterpiece.
Photograph, one of the best times.
Oh.
Yeah.
I hope that y'all can play that tonight. Photograph.
Ooh. Look at this graph.
That's the whole thing. That's all you're going to do.
Okay, we're good.
What is it out of high school? What year did you graduate, Hunter?
So I graduated in 2016. I'm 22 years old now.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Do you go to college? Did you get a degree?
Yeah, I'm currently enrolled at Augusta University.
What do you study?
Psychology.
Okay.
Excellent.
Yeah, I'm going to graduate this fall, actually.
Okay. And is your plan to stay with the band after that? I know this might be a tough question.
No, I will stay with the band as long as I am in town. Absolutely. Okay. I'm kind of, you know, this isn't band business, but I'm up in the air about whether to go to graduate school or try to find a job, that kind of thing.
Gotcha.
22-year-old problems.
It's a tough situation, man. I understand. Yeah. So tell us about you met Jacob.
Yeah.
And Jacob was jamming with you.
Yeah.
You guys were playing classic rock, I can only assume.
Oh, yeah.
And then at one point, Jacob comes up to you and says, hey, my band is going to do this free gig. Don't you want to work really hard and do a bunch of music with us?
Yeah.
And you're like, heck yeah.
Yeah. So I'd been lucky enough to meet some people that I knew from my past job at Miyabi Kyoto.
Oh, there. Okay. Japanese
restaurant.
Yeah. Plugs. Yeah. Okay. The show.
So I met some folks there that I was lucky enough to play a little bit with and kind of pick up some stuff. And
that's something I would never have thought.
Yeah. So I had the confidence to, you know, Jacob was like, hey, let's play a gig. And I was like, all right, I think I can maybe do this.
I've been playing for 6 months.
I've been playing for 6 months. Let's
I started at Miyabi's.
Yeah. From Miyabi's to the big stage out in Washington, Georgia, Family Jam. So me and Jacob got to it, and he said, hey, man, I know this drummer guy. His name's Benton Turner. I said, Benton Turner? I know that guy somehow. So I actually knew Ben from high school. He played quarterback, and I played quarterback. And we're different classes, but, you know, sports stuff. I knew him from Lincolnton, and I went to Augusta Christian.
Okay.
And we had mutual friends, so I was like, hell yeah, let's do it. So we started practicing, And we actually met at we practiced at Jacob's mom's church, and that's when I met James.
Yeah.
And we all got together and had a little jam.
We're never allowed back there again.
Sorry, Jacob's mom. Yeah.
Played a little too much Black Sabbath.
We rocked the house down, and they said, we were like, hey, can we come back? Can we come back and practice on Wednesdays? And the guy was like, yeah, we'll think about it. And then Jacob nice called guy. Me back, and he said, yeah, it's not happening. So apparently things didn't go through too well. But yeah, we ended up playing that first gig, and since then it's been, you know, we've been playing live and having a good time practicing, learning new stuff, and writing originals.
So we're gonna we're gonna have Jacob and Ben come back and kind of bring us up to date, but not yet. I want to let you guys kind of tell us about the formative years of the band.
Ooh. Formative year.
Year.
Formative months. We'll make it a plural. Formative months.
I do want to say, before y'all answer, you know, we had George Clausen on. Yeah. And he was telling us all about, you know, what he does and what he's done in the past. And he knew about the Augusta Rock series. And he was like, hey, here are three bands that you need to have on. And y'all are one of them.
Wow.
So what y'all are doing in the city is pretty cool.
It's being
and
noticed.
George has been everywhere. And he's booked gigs everywhere. And so, you know, I know we all know him as a local, but he's got experience, and he sees a lot in y'all. So keep that in mind.
Right. So so that makes us want to ask, like, what have you guys been doing that's so impressive? Yeah. Like, tell us about it.
I just want to say, like, these guys are probably some of the most talented musicians I've ever played with.
That was a really sweet moment.
Yeah. No, I mean, they're great. Great to work with. We all get along really well. And I think the dynamic is going to take us places for sure.
So after this family event, did you guys decide, hey, we are a dominant force in music. We're going to take on the world.
Let me have a little conjecture here. Yeah. So the gig that we played, the family jam, it was more of an acoustic vibe.
Okay.
And we
like a guitar pull.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And we came through rocking with the cabs and the amps and the full
just
drum set.
It, dude.
And we just blasted them away. Like, we were playing on a patio and there was families about 6 feet away. We started playing, everyone dispersed. Everyone dispersed. It
and
was
at that
wild.
Point, we were like, do we suck?
We were like, damn, we are not quality. And then I remember after the gig, one of the guys who sang an acoustic set before us was like, man, y'all were really good. And one of the sound guys was like, yeah, y'all were really good. And I was like, all right, that's all I need. I need two guys to say, hey, we're doing all right. You know, get a little bit of, you know, like gratitude. And I mean, what is it? I don't know. A little satisfaction.
A little appreciation.
Yeah, a little appreciation. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was enough to like get us to start saying, hey, we're going to practice on Wednesdays. And then from there, we played like a couple open mics. And then we got gigged a couple places. And that's pretty much the story from there on out.
For being together for just a few months, you know, we've really done well, and I'm excited about where we go.
And James, you said you were really interested in songwriting. Who writes your music? Do you write the music?
I write some of the music. Jacob really writes a lot of the music.
Yeah. Jacob's sitting here quietly while everybody tells us how great he is.
I feel like we're about
Jacob
to be...
Jacob is really an awesome guitarist,
Philip, I feel like we're about to be blown away.
Right. So we're really excited to hear you guys. I want to let you guys switch back because I want to talk about what the band's been doing since you guys realized how amazing you were. Don't go anywhere because we'll be back to drop the disc with all four members of Lotus and I.
So David, I have always wanted to start a company. You know, I have no money. I have
congratulations.
No, I have no connections, you know, here at Augusta Podcast. but, you know, a place that I was intrigued to check out because they help startups in Augusta is the Clubhouse. And I'm looking at it right now. It's really the clubhow.se.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, it's quite funny to hear, but that's their website. Look, guys, if you are looking for a place to start your company, when I mean that, I mean starting it from the ground up. You can do it all in one spot, and that's the Clubhouse. And it's off of Reynolds Street in the Cyber Building.
Third floor. Take a left, take a right.
Yes, it's a beautiful building, open co-working space. You can learn boot camp. You can have cyber boot camps where it's a code school. It
It has a prototyping lab where you can have 3D printers.
3D printing?
Yeah. I mean,
sign making.
It's all there in one spot. Look no further, the clubhouse.
And I'll, let me add on to that,
go
Chris.
For it.
I'm remote working for my job. And if and as a remote worker, I don't want to sit at home
right.
and go through the temptation of opening my fridge and drinking my Savannah River Brewery. I can go to a place like the clubhouse. I can have an incredible co-working space. I can have great amenities, great internet, food and coffee.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm at home, but I'm among other people that are like-minded. It's an incredible experience. Even if you're not owning your own business, if you're just working from home, check
That's
them
true.
Out at the
yeah.
clubhouse, theclubhouse.se.
Yes, that is the website.
Right. And we're back, and you're listening to Drop the Disc podcast at Augusta Podcast Studio with Lotus and I. We've gotten to the point where you guys have done a few gigs and you started working together. At what point did you guys start writing your own music?
It was actually fairly early in the process of us being together. We played an open mic one time at the Highlander in North Augusta.
Gotcha.
And we got booked, like, after that night. I mean,
that's cool.
Yeah, it was that night.
What did you play? Was it covers?
Yeah, that night it was all covers. And, I mean, do you want specifics or it doesn't
matter? No,
yeah.
Give me a genre.
Yeah.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
There you go.
We covered Danny genres. California. That was
Heck
one of the songs.
Yeah.
We
there you go.
That.
Heck yeah, I expect that tonight. Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Okay. I tried.
We're not
tried.
Paying them enough for a Red Hot Chili
I tried.
Peppers song. So the Highlander, and then after that, you said that's
getting,
when you started writing?
No, well, yeah, we started getting gigs. And so I went out of town, actually my birthday week. It was like the third week of December. And while
of
I was
2018?
Gone. 2019.
2019.
So okay. like, while I was gone.
You guys started a band at the perfect time.
Yeah.
Yeah, right before the end of the world.
Right.
So like literally like we had this idea for a song and then I went out of town for a week. And I got a text message on the Thursday, like 2 days before I came back home, like, oh, we finished the song. I was like, oh, tight.
That's crazy.
Let's hear it then.
Okay.
Yeah, and that was we're going to perform that song tonight.
Okay. I'm excited.
But anyways, yeah, so that's we've got a lot of stuff, too, that we've added into the mix and stuff that we've jammed on. And stuff
have you guys released music on, like, iTunes?
We have not.
Oh.
Yet. Yeah. So this is unreleased music that
Correct.
We're going to hear.
This is exciting.
Who has heard what you're going to play tonight? What places have you played it? Clearly, George Clausen likes you guys. You played it Southbound.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, lots of places around here have heard the song that you'll hear tonight, actually.
So I have to ask, you know, every artist in the world has someone that they are inspired to be like or someone
Ooh,
that they have
I was
looked
waiting
at.
On this question.
So y'all's band collectively, you know, who do y'all look to for your type of music? What's your genre inspiration that you have?
Am I answering for the band or am I answering
for
myself?
Okay,
I was
answer
say,
for yourself
yeah,
and
yeah,
then
yeah.
get the band's answer.
I was going to say, I'm not sure that this can be answered collectively, because I think that
we
all
can.
Of our influences
okay.
are so different that
right.
we'll get each
we
of
really,
you to do it.
Yeah, we
I
really
like
don't have the same ones.
So, Jacob, who's your influence?
So, I don't know. Jimmy Page is the first one that comes to mind.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that he's just an absolute monster on the guitar. I really like his style. It's why he's 90% of the reason I bought a Les Paul. I didn't buy it, actually. I got a Les Paul.
Santa Claus gave it to you.
Christmas.
I got to play an original Les Paul one time. It was a really
good.
I used to play. I didn't.
David, don't be modest.
They're beautiful.
I used to play. I'm not being modest. I could play probably four songs. My favorite song to play, though, was Good Riddance by Green Day.
Oh, wow.
Even though it's so easy to play.
That was when I first
Three
started playing
chords.
Guitar. Green Day was the first band that I started learning songs for.
Really?
Yeah.
Very much. So.
Well, okay. So let's pass it. Let's pass it to Hunter. Hunter, who is your music idol, or idols,
yeah. or who's your inspiration?
Right.
When yeah. you think of the band.
So I play bass.
Perfect.
And Jaco Pastorius. I don't know if y'all have heard of him.
Who is that?
He is a bassist for, can you tell me what bands he's played for?
Weather Report.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's a great bass player. So anyway,
this
just
is.
Look him up on YouTube.
This is blasphemy.
The
Don't
man,
do a word this
the man,
to say.
The man is a monster. But
so,
anyway.
Okay. What makes him an inspiration to you?
He's an extended range kind of bassist. He makes four strings sound like seven strings.
There you go.
Yeah. I love it.
Okay.
I love it.
I'm nowhere near that, but he's an inspiration of mine.
We will tag him.
He recently passed away, I think.
Oh, wow. We will not tag him.
We
will not tag him. We will not ask him to share the post.
My inspiration music-wise, dare I say, is the Beatles.
Yes.
I'm a huge Paul McCartney and John Lennon fan.
Nothing is wrong with that, man.
And I have been lucky enough to convince these three other fellas to have a couple Beatles covers, and I have the greatest time playing those songs.
What's your favorite Beatles song?
My favorite Beatles song? Yeah. So, to bop
head.
Around to is probably like Rocky Raccoon. I like the White Album.
Okay.
John Lennon wrote
okay,
all that.
I love that.
But,
we gonna
don't,
get
don't let
that
me
tonight?
Down. Don't let me down. It's probably my favorite Beatles song that we cover. It's a fun one.
Okay.
You like that more than...
Called it.
There's a lot of good Beatles songs. Don't mark my word. All right, touche. I don't know if you've heard.
So, James, same question.
Yeah, I don't know what Hunter was talking about convincing us to play Beatles, because Beatles is one of my big inspirations. Also, I'm going to say this, Jack Johnson.
Ooh,
was one of my
okay.
The modern guitarist.
Sure. I like that. Modern acoustic guitarist.
True.
I love it.
Yeah, he's awesome, but... Here Comes the Sun is my favorite Beatles song.
So you're okay. Romantic?
Oh, very romantic.
There you go.
Are we all just giving out our favorite Beatles songs now?
And Ben, let's close out. Same question.
So, like, I don't know. Everybody was kind of giving, like, a person as their influence. And I can't really say that one person influenced me as a drummer. Like, I it just didn't happen. I had some bands that I really followed closely.
You got to pick one. That's the deal.
One? Did he say one? Did he
No, you can pick
one?
I could have gone on for
Thank
hours.
Thank you so much.
And I appreciate that you didn't.
So I'm a really big The Revivalists.
Yeah.
They're fantastic.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I like The Revivalists a lot. The Black Keys, Kings of Leon.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and actually Mount Joy. If you've never heard of Mount Joy, they're new. Within the last 2 years or so, they're fantastic. Should
we tag them?
Yeah. Mount Joy, where are you? Are you watching?
Maybe you open for them.
Oh, God.
Ooh.
Maybe they open for you.
Could you handle that?
I mean, with wet pants,
he's
yes.
He's speechless.
but no, like, so there's been miscellaneous music groups from the Alabama Shakes as well.
Okay. Oh, I love it.
Yeah,
yes.
They've been a big
So you like
big
that sound. You
me.
Like that, like, raw, kind yeah. of
folky,
acoustic.
The folky just... done, there's no editing, and they just throw it together.
With all these different experiences, I'm really excited to hear you guys.
Yes.
Music.
It is weird, man. Like, he made a really good point earlier. Sorry, when I say him, I mean Jacob.
Thank you.
We all have very, very drastically different music tastes. And when we play together, you can hear that in the instrumentation of the music, but it just blends really well. And I think that's what's been made us successful to a certain degree.
So with all these different genres that we're putting together with all of y'all, what is y'all's genre? What is Lotus and I? If some guy off the street was like, hey, tell us what kind of music y'all play.
Right.
What would your answer be to them?
So by definition.
Listen and find out.
Oh,
wow.
Listen and tell us yourself, because we can't.
We don't really know.
I don't think
so
we know.
On Instagram, right. Anybody that's listening, feel free to follow us on Instagram, Facebook. Instagram, it's Lotus and I _.
Okay.
And on Facebook, it's just Lotus and I. You can look us up.
Got it.
But we are tagged as a Southern Modern Blues / Indie Funk Rock band.
I love that.
You see what I mean?
I love that so much.
So five genres? Is that five genres?
It's theoretically two. Southern
yeah, okay.
Modern Blues.
Yeah, okay.
Southern Modern Blues, Indie Funk Rock.
Right. That's five okay. genres at least. Maybe six.
That's five words.
Right.
Five words,
whatever.
Two genres. Yes.
Okay. So we are extremely excited to hear you guys. Before we let you play, though, before we let you get in your comfort zone, you've got to help us with something.
We have one question for y'all.
We have one question.
Boy.
We ask this question to every single guest that comes
yes.
on the show.
And do you want to do it? Or
yeah, I never do it.
Okay, do it.
I never do it. We ask this question to every guest that comes on the show, and we want all four of you guys to answer, and we'll let you answer in whatever order you want, but please say your name before you answer, because there's four of you, obviously. You know, our name is Drop the Disc, right? Our original name was Drop Disgusta, and the whole concept of that was we want to... drop any kind of negative connotation for the city we live in. And, you know, all of you guys are here playing music and you know, maybe you don't stay here forever. Maybe you tour the country, but right now you're helping make Augusta great. And we appreciate that.
Yes.
And
Thank
so
you.
our question to you guys and our question to all of our guests is, what does dropping the disc from the city of Augusta mean to you personally? What is your response to people speaking negatively about Augusta? And we'll do it one at a time. Ben, do you want to start?
So, yeah, I mean, if I could get one message across to the listeners, I would start off by saying that Augusta sucks.
Hold on. Keep going.
Mike has been turned off.
I'm totally joking, man. Augusta is very encouraging, and they're very supportive of anything, any dream and concept that you have in your mind. Especially like if you're talking, and if you're pertaining this to live music and bands that are striving to make it,
there's an underrated music community in Augusta. I think you guys would agree on that.
Well, see, here's the thing: not a lot of people outside of other musicians are extremely supportive of live music and local music. Now that is changing. And I would attribute that, and this may be fanboying slightly, but I attribute that to George Clausen. I do. I am a big fan of him and his work and everything that he's brought to Augusta and everything that he's done to evolve the music industry of Augusta and the live music scene. So, yeah, shout out, George. You're tight, bro. And, on top of that, it's just been like everyone's been really supportive of musician-wise of what we're doing and what we've got going on. And it's really just it's beautiful to see that. And I think as things change and as things evolve, that we will get to see Augusta grow into something much different than it is now. And it's because it's kind of clicky to a certain degree, if you would agree.
Yeah.
I think that there's a barrier between.
I think a lot of people say that.
Oh, I mean, I think it's absolutely true. And I love Augusta. Augusta's a really cool place, and you're not overwhelmed by the popularity, and you're not overwhelmed by the masses of people, because it's not like that. I mean, it's comfortable and it's relaxed, and it's something that you can really just dig into, but at the same time, it's something that's it's home. You know, it just feels like home. Yeah. You know?
All right. And Jacob, let's get you next.
Yeah. So, I guess kind of. Something that I'd like to say, I guess adding on to Ben's last thing is kind of my point would be like, you know, with Augusta, you don't have a huge city, but it's fairly largely sized. So, you know, you can go out and have a good time, but you don't have to be, you know, worried about spending too much or like not having the amenities that you might have in a larger city. Cause there's a lot to do in Augusta. There's a lot to go see. There's a lot to go listen to. Come listen to us. You can go listen to Bodega Cat.
There you go.
Wherever. You know, there's always live music being played most nights. You know, the downtown scene, you know, like if you're driving down the hill, you see downtown, it might not look like a whole lot. You know, you see some skyscrapers, you see whatever, you know, it's not like a huge city, but you know, you really have to make it downtown to see what it's all about. And once you do make it downtown, you realize that it's a great place to be. There's so much going on people playing on the street to whatever's going on in the bars, people playing in the bars. You know, there's always something to do. And that's what I love about it.
Thank you so much, Jacob. All right, James. Oh, is this the first time? No, you had the headphones on earlier.
Yeah.
All right. Hit us with it.
With don't drop the
I'll redo it. We've got two new people with the headphones. It's a little different listening to the headphones versus I don't even know what I sound like out there. I assume it's awful.
I think it's wonderful.
Thank you. So we're Drop the Disc. That's the name of our podcast. And basically what that means to us is that we want to drop, we want to lose, we want to beat any kind of diss on the city of Augusta, right? And so we ask every guest at the end of every episode, you know, what does that mean to them personally? We all have our personal ideas of the city of Augusta, but what does dropping the disc from the city mean to you personally?
Yeah. Augusta, so I was born and raised in North Augusta and Augusta, and it's got this weird, like, homey town kind of vibe, but also a kind of a little bit bigger city. And I've met so many talented and creative people in Augusta, and I think Augusta just, for some reason, it creates like very creative and intelligent and awesome people, and I don't know what it is about Augusta, but I love it, and I'm excited to see what comes from. I plan on coming back here, you know, if I ever have kids, I'm living in Augusta for sure.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's a great city. I love it.
Great schools, right? Columbia County.
Great city. Great schools.
Richmond County.
Some of them.
Come on.
Garrett Elementary.
Really?
Garrett Elementary.
Come on, people. Hey, come on.
Give it up.
Come on, man. Yeah. Come on.
So Hunter, you've heard everybody else answer, and this kind of puts you in a tough position of usually, trying not to repeat them.
Usually we kick people out when we have a big group, but we just were like, let's see what happens.
There's no seating.
Yeah, we'll see if this makes the cut. Yeah.
So Hunter, you have the unfortunate position, but a really cool position of being after everybody else. And we're going to ask you the same question. You know, what does dropping the disc from the city of Augusta, what does that mean to you personally?
I don't know, maybe just educating people on the just what Augusta is all about. So I grew up in Evans, Columbia County.
There you go.
And I was kind of ignorant to the downtown scene. You know, growing up, I was more of like, you know, let's go to Lady A. Let's go, you know.
Let's sit around.
Let's go to the woods. Let's do some outdoorsy
let's
stuff.
Go to the woods.
Maybe play paintball
in
the woods.
Paintball,
go to the lake.
That kind of
go to the lake.
Yeah. So it really took me having to like be a college kid and getting the grit of, you know, being down here. You know, I live in
Did you move out when you went to college? Did you move closer to downtown?
Yeah. So as far as Augusta University goes, right. I live right off Wrightsboro Road. I'm pretty much 13th Street. I'm about a stone toss away from here right now.
That's awesome.
And
from Augusta Podcast Studio?
Yeah, from Augusta Podcast Studio right here off 7th Street and Broad Street. It really took me like being around the people that are downtown to really understand that, you know, you got a lot of different people here.
Definitely.
Absolutely. And something that I'd never really understood growing up, you know, being in high school, Columbia County, you know, you got your cliques, you got all this stuff and everyone's real separate. You come downtown, it feels more like it's really communal. Like there's lots of different people, but I feel like if I go downtown, I can like, if I'm walking, you know, bar hopping, doing stuff like that.
Right.
I can talk to anyone
and
you know, I can feel comfortable doing that. You know, it's a safe place. You know, I don't feel like there's a lot, there's not too many shenanigans going on down here. There's some stuff that happens, but it's communal. And, there's a real family vibe. And I think that like Ben said, George Clausen and Southbound and places like that really kind of, they support that idea. You know, everyone's here. We're here to have a good time. No nonsense.
Yeah, we had George Clausen on, and it was really cool hearing about how he brought this like international perspective to the city.
Yeah.
And I think based on you guys' experience, you've definitely benefited from that perspective.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Augusta's like a little melting pot. It's really evolving, and it's becoming something awesome.
Yeah. And so if I could explain like drop the disc to me, I think it would be, you know, we've had the opportunity to play in a lot of different places that have a lot of different crowds. And I feel like at the end of it all, we have the same feeling. You know, we're there to have a good time. We're trying to, you know, get everybody else moving. And they're there right in front of us supporting us. And that means the world to us. And it's something that I don't know if I could have experienced it playing at a restaurant at Evans. But I can experience it here playing, you know, at Soul Bar or Southbound or, you know, anywhere with you know, different people in it. I really enjoy that and I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. And speaking of playing.
Yes, I'm super excited.
I think we have some music coming up. Is that right?
Maybe so.
I'm really excited for this.
So this weekend, if you don't have any plans, I highly recommend going to Savannah River Brewing Company. Their tap room is incredible. They've got all the social distancing set up. Wear a mask when you go in. Please wear a mask. They've got new small batch beers, and I had the joy of trying some of them yesterday.
What do they have? What's going on there?
They've got a Saison. That and brewed, it's delicious. It's probably one of the best Saisons I've had from that brewery in a long time. It smells like a Saison, tastes like a Pilsner, finishes like a sweet dessert. Isn't that crazy? And then they also have a strong ale that I believe is a wit beer, and it's dark.
Oh.
So it's very strong. It's very similar to their strong ale they used to have.
Yeah.
But it is strong.
Emphasis.
Yeah, so maybe try a flight before you do the whole thing. But anyways, guys, check them out. They're our drink sponsor for 2020, and they provide beer for the show, and it's an incredible experience. Everybody here loves the beer. They're great people there, and, you know, we're talking about drinking, and we destroyed the All Equal Parts bar.
Oh, absolutely.
We had Lotus and I. They have really They had an elevated experience.
I had a whiskey sour. What did you have, Chris?
I had an old fashioned.
Of course you did.
And I believe most of them had ginger ale and
based on our gin collection, that's definitely what they had.
Anyways, shout out to Zach McCabe at All Equal Parts for providing and sponsoring the All Equal Parts bar.
And shout out to Savannah River Brewing Company for being a great compliment to everything. And we are back with an incredible performance by Lotus and I, introduced by James.
Hey, this is Lotus and I, and this is Lalo. Yeah. Thank y'all.
Thank you to Lotus and I for the last minute appearance. We understand that it was difficult for them to prepare a song so quickly, and we really appreciate it. Stay tuned after the outro for a unique bonus song.
Hey guys, I hope you enjoyed this show today with Lotus and I.
And thank you to Lotus and I for coming last minute, by the way. Bodega Cat will be rescheduled for November.
Yes, November. And so if you like this episode, we would really appreciate if you can go rate us and give us a review on Apple Podcasts. Also, go ahead and follow us on Facebook and Instagram at @dropthedis_podcast. That's where you find updates, behind the scenes kind of stuff going on here. And future guests, speaking of future guests, next week we will be having Cash and Dub from the Kix 99 Wake Up Crew. And they're coming on back on to the show. And we're going to discuss more of the radio business, what's happening right now, and moving forward, what the radio would look like.
Right. Maybe we can convince them to start a podcast while they're here.
Oh, that'd be great.
All right, I'm going to real quick.
That was fun. But I think we should just run with Lay Low.
Yeah, so yeah, we might not want to include that. That was pretty loosey-goosey all over the place.
I don't know. I love it.
We can do some of it at least. It's a really nice sound.
If anything, like it would totally be...
It's a great riff and song idea.
Okay.
That was not great execution.
We do have an introductory song, an outro. It would be cool if it was like at the very beginning saying, this is us doing this riff, and that's the riff.
Hold on. Before we talk about it, can I close out the show?
Is this
I'm just gonna say thank you for coming on. I just need like Ben to say something back, and then we can close out the show. Okay, your mic's on. All the mics are on.
Check, am I good?
I just want to formally close it out, and then we can talk.
Is my volume good?
Yeah. Now it is.
Man, y'all rocked.
There you go.
Y'all rocked.
Hey guys, thank you so much for being on.
Yeah, man.
I appreciate, you guys making music in Augusta, making, your own music in Augusta, not just doing what everybody else might want you to do. And listen, you got some fans here, so let us know if there's anything we can ever do for you.
Dude, absolutely, man. Thank you so much for having us, man, on behalf of Lotus and I. This is a great opportunity, and we look forward to hearing what the output of this is.
You guys are going to sound great because you are great. Lotus and I, thank you so much.
Thanks, man.
Thanks for coming, y'all. Thank you.
Thank you.